Good morning, and welcome to News Briefing, your essential update on the stories shaping our world. I'm Arjiv.
And I'm Arohi, bringing you the in-depth insights.
Today is March 25th, and on this day in history, back in 1989, the supertanker Exxon Valdez ran aground in Prince William Sound, Alaska, spilling millions of gallons of crude oil, an environmental disaster that continues to resonate in discussions about energy, industry, and the fragile balance of our ecosystems. It's a stark reminder as we dive into today's news from around the globe.
We're covering a wide range of headlines today, drawing from the New York Times, NPR Topics, U.S. Top News and Analysis, BBC, NDTV, CNBC, and even international cricket news from ESPNChrisInfo.com, among others. We have significant political upsets, critical international diplomacy, developments in crime and justice, aviation safety reports, and a host of intriguing stories from India and Australia.
Let's jump right into a major political development stateside, where a special election in Florida has delivered quite a surprise, particularly given its proximity to a very famous resident. What can you tell us about this, Arohi?
Absolutely, Arjiv. In a significant upset, Democrat Emily Gregory has claimed victory in a Florida special election in Palm Beach, a district that includes President Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. This is a remarkable flip for the Democrats, especially considering this very legislative district was won by a Republican candidate by a substantial 19 percentage points just in 2024. President Donald Trump himself had endorsed the Republican nominee, John Maples, in this race against Gregory. This win brings a notable Democratic surge right into what's considered the president's backyard, and it's certainly raising eyebrows about shifting political tides in unexpected places. In related news, a union leader is also reportedly leading in a separate race for a state Senate seat that was recently vacated by Florida's lieutenant governor, hinting at a broader trend.
That's a fascinating outcome, particularly the margin reversal. From Florida, let's turn our attention further north to another state grappling with its economic identity and future direction. Alaska, often defined by its oil wealth, appears to be at a critical crossroads. What's unfolding there?
Indeed, Arjiv, Alaska is facing a pivotal political season that could well determine if it becomes what some are calling a failed petrostate. The state's governor, who spent two terms meticulously cutting services to preserve Alaskans' oil-funded annual checks, is now leaving office. This sets the stage for voters to make a crucial decision about the future of the state's faltering fiscal model. With the reliance on oil revenues becoming increasingly unsustainable, the impending political choices will determine whether Alaska can successfully diversify its economy or continue down a path heavily dependent on a diminishing resource.
A high-stakes decision for Alaska. Now, let's pivot to international affairs, where tensions in the Middle East remain a significant global concern. We're seeing reports of increased U.S. troop presence, a string of concerning attacks, and yet, paradoxically, ongoing diplomatic discussions. Could you elaborate on this complex situation?
It's a highly fluid and complex situation, Arjiv. The United States has increased its troop deployment to the Middle East amidst a troubling string of attacks on Jewish sites across the region. At the same time, despite these escalating tensions and continued threats from President Trump, the U.S. and Iran are reportedly engaged in discussions about ways to de-escalate and ultimately end their ongoing hostilities. This dual track of military posturing and diplomatic engagement highlights the delicate balance being struck. President Trump's objectives regarding the war in Iran have also shifted significantly over time, reflecting an evolving strategy and adapting to changing ground realities. Globally, the impact of the conflict is undeniable. For Russian President Vladimir Putin, the war in Iran is seen as having fundamentally altered the conditions for conciliation, suggesting a re-evaluation of broader geopolitical dynamics. Adding another layer to the international response, India's External Affairs Minister, S. Jaishankar, recently clarified India's stance on mediation efforts. Sources indicate Jaishankar stated that India is not a broker country, like Pakistan, emphasizing that such moves are primarily driven by bilateral dynamics between Washington and Islamabad.
A deeply intricate and evolving diplomatic landscape there. On a related but different international security front, we have a disturbing report concerning an American and neo-Nazi terror cells in Europe, alongside a development in a high-profile kidnapping case in Australia. What are the latest details on these stories?
Focusing first on Europe, an American individual currently in Russia has been linked to neo-Nazi terror cells operating across the continent. This development suggests a resurgence of the online hate group known as The Base, which FBI agents previously believed they had largely dismantled. The string of European terrorism cases connected to this individual indicates the group's continued, and perhaps renewed, operational capacity. Shifting to Australia, a 23-year-old man has been charged as a major player in the alleged mistaken identity kidnapping that tragically led to the death of Sydney grandfather Chris Bagsarian. This marks the third individual to be charged in connection with the incident, as authorities continue to piece together the events surrounding the alleged crime.
Thank you for that update, Arohi. Now, let's turn to aviation safety. A tragic incident at LaGuardia Airport involving an Air Canada plane and a fire truck has captured headlines. What have we learned about the moments leading up to that deadly collision?
BBC Verify has conducted a detailed breakdown of the critical seconds before the deadly collision at New York's LaGuardia Airport. The Air Canada plane crashed after striking a fire truck, and investigators are meticulously examining the sequence of events that led to the impact. The focus is on understanding exactly what transpired in those crucial moments to prevent similar incidents in the future.
A truly heartbreaking incident. We now shift our focus to India for a series of diverse and compelling stories, ranging from national achievements to local community developments.
Indeed, Arjav. Starting with a remarkable story of diplomacy and resolve, an NDTV reporter played a crucial role in the surrender of top Maoist leader Papa Rao in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. This involved an extraordinary effort, utilizing letters delivered in the jungle and direct calls to a minister, highlighting the impact of persistent communication in conflict resolution. In other news, the Yogi government in Uttar Pradesh has announced an extra holiday for Ram Navami, extending the break to 2 days. This move, the chief minister stated, affirms respect for faith and aims to ensure smooth and widespread celebrations across the state. On the economic and environmental front, Treasury Chief Vibha Dhawan has emphasized a crucial point for India's future. Dhawan highlighted that rural India will truly shine and prosper the moment renewable energy is produced at the village level, underscoring the transformative potential of decentralized energy generation. In education, a point of national pride, IIT Delhi has retained its position as India's top institution in engineering and technology. Beyond that, it has also secured an impressive 36th rank globally, demonstrating its strengthening broader academic footprint on the international stage. And finally, a heartwarming story from the world of sports. A 15-year-old from a small village in Rajasthan has gone viral for his incredibly impressive javelin technique. Experts and observers believe this young talent has the potential to win a medal for the country in the future, showcasing raw talent emerging from grassroots India.
Truly inspiring stories from India. Now, let's bring it back to global sports and some specific news from Australia. Cricket fans will be interested in Pat Cummins' IPL return, and we also have a significant labor dispute making headlines down under.
First, for the cricket enthusiasts, Australian fast bowler Pat Cummins has offered an update on his return to the Indian Premier League. He confirmed he expects to play the back half plus the finals of the tournament, provided nothing goes wrong. Cummins has already arrived in India and was seen doing light sprints during warm-ups and bowling casually into an empty net, signaling his preparation. In Australia itself, journalists at the national broadcaster have taken a significant step, going on strike for the first time in 20 years. Staff walked out for 24 hours in protest over a pay rise offer that they consider to be below the current rate of inflation, highlighting ongoing industrial relations challenges.
A comprehensive look at the news from around the world. Arohi, thank you as always for your excellent reporting and insights.
My pleasure, Arjav.
And that brings us to the end of our news briefing for today. Before we sign off, here's a fun fact for you. Did you know that the term computer bug originated not from a software glitch, but from an actual moth found trapped in a relay of the Mark II Aiken relay calculator at Harvard University in 1947? Grace Hopper, a pioneering computer scientist, famously taped the insect into the logbook, cementing the term's place in technological history. From all of us here, thank you for tuning in. We hope you have a productive and informed day. We'll be back tomorrow with more essential news. Goodbye for now.